Hello, everyone, and welcome to another recording of a Hopsworks 5-Minute Interview. Very happy to be here. This is one of our first recordings and always a little bit exciting because a little bit of an experiment, obviously. And I have a fantastic guest here on the other side of this Zoom call, and that is David Andres from Fever. Hi, David, how are you?
Hello, Rick. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. I'm glad to see that you have a stable internet connection because this is actually our second try. So
yeah. Hopefully it will be better today.
Yes, it will be. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Great. David, you know, as you know, this interview is a little bit about, you know, the industry in general, right? So let's start at the start, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about who you are and what do you do, and you know, your relationship to this wonderful field of machine learning. Could you go into that a little bit?
Sure. So as you said, I am a data scientist. I'm working at the moment for Fever, which I recently joined last month, actually. Yep. But actually, I didn't study data science, computer science. I actually studied aeronautical engineering. I actually work as an aeronautical engineer for around 6 years.
Okay.
But during all these 6 years, I've been programming, I've been doing stuff with data. Yep. So I got really interested by this world, so I decided to self-study and learn on my own free time about machine learning, deepen my knowledge in Python. It was actually at the beginning of the COVID pandemic when I decided to jump into data science. First, I did a kind of an internship, half a year, something like that. And then I finally jumped into a permanent role as a data scientist.
Yep.
I was there for around 3 years, a little bit more. That was in London. I've been doing so many different projects, from recommendation systems to classification systems. Also forecasting models, etc.
Yeah.
And it was recently, as I said, in October, November, when I moved back to Spain and I joined Fever.
Fantastic. It's fantastic to see how, you know, someone from a non-IT background actually gets attracted the field of machine learning. You know, you must have a lot of domain expertise there. And do you think you might apply that into aeronautical engineering at one point? Or is that...
maybe, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be really interesting, I must say.
I could see how that would be very relevant indeed. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
But you didn't mention something that you know, I thought was really interesting as well, and actually the way I got in touch with you, which is your side project, right? The ML pills or machine learning pills. Tell us about that. Yeah. What is that?
So it all started like a way of recording or making notes of my self-learning.
Yep.
So I wanted to be able to record what I was learning and maybe in the future share it.
Yep.
So that's what I did. I started creating like small articles. At the beginning, to be honest, they were quite short.
Yep.
Little by little, I started making them a bit longer, more in detail, as I was getting more and more knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started. After around 3-4 months, something like that, I also started sharing this information in Twitter, because I heard that other people were doing so, and I thought, why not?
Maybe. You seem to have quite a following then, right? I mean,
at the moment, I've just passed 7,500 followers.
Oh man, I feel so privileged to be on a call with a true influencer. It's fantastic.
I don't think I'm an influencer.
No, you just need to get onto the TikTok wave, man. That's all.
No,
I don't think so either. Very good. So, but why do you think that, you know, this whole field of machine learning, but also maybe machine learning operations, you know, why is it so interesting? And why do you get attracted to it, you know?
So I think that having a model in a Jupyter notebook, which is the way I normally develop models, me and other data scientists approach, and not share it with other people is useless. So I think that's where MLOps takes place, because that makes your model be able to be used by other people in the real world and by companies. And that's why I think MLOps is really important, and it's gaining more and more importance in the recent years.
So it's more about the collaboration, if I understand you correctly, you know, collaborating with others once the model is actually in a state where
Exactly. Once you have your model, you need to make it available to other people or to other companies, to the customer, if you're in a company. I think that's where MLOps is key.
Have you
it's
seen
not
like,
only by
you know,
sharing it, but also monitoring it, optimizing it?
Interesting. Have you seen any like, you know, real cases where you thought like, wow, this is so interesting, and how we've been collaborating with other people on this, like that you felt like, you know, this is a real game changer?
Yes. So, for example, in my previous role, we were doing a recommendation system, a no-code recommendation system, and we needed all these tools to make it available for other people, to automatize the training, the data acquisition, everything, every single step, even the monitoring of how well it was behaving. So I think that's a good example.
Fantastic. Very good. Cool. Well, I no doubt there's many other examples, but maybe I'll just finalize this this short interview here by asking you, you know, what do you think, you know, people should actually be reading or doing or taking a look at? And I'm, you know, I know you're going to say, you know, read the ML pills every day.
Of course.
But, you know, is there like a one reference that you think is like superbly useful that you have also used, but perhaps, you know, that you could refer our viewers to?
Yes, there are many good sources on the internet, but if I had to choose one person, for example, that I would refer to learn more about the MLOps and all everything related to that, I would choose possibly Paula Barta.
Okay.
I think he's sharing very good content on this, and it's really interesting if what you want is to deepen your knowledge in that.
I'm hoping to speak to him very, very soon.
I think it would be a really interesting conversation. Possibly you will need to make it a bit longer than 5 minutes.
I might do that. But anyway, I want to thank you for being on this call with me. I know it's short, but you know, that's the whole idea to kind of keep these things quite short. But really, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much,
and,
Rick.
I look forward to meeting you at one event at some point. You know,
yeah, let's see.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.